Welcome to PO, the podcast of the International Office of the University of Siegen. It is time for a new episode, and my name is, as always, Alicia Platt, and I'm glad that you tuned in. It is October, and that means that the new semester has started, and finally the uni is awakening from its long, long sleep. The campus is filled with students again, which makes me personally really happy. That means that also new international degree seeking and exchange students from all over the world came to Siegen for this semester, or were finally able to come to Germany. I talked to an international student who has been here since over 2 years. Maria Gabriela Lopez is going to talk about why she chose the University of Siegen in the first place, how settling in Siegen has been for her, and about cultural differences between a home country, Costa Rica, and Germany. Be prepared for a funny and exciting new episode. Okay, hi guys, hello, welcome, and I welcome my guest, Gabi.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you're here today.
Thank
you so much that you have time for this episode today. I'm really excited to see what you have to tell. But maybe first to you. Tell maybe our listeners who you are, where you come from, what you're studying, and what your background is.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure for me to be here. As you said, my name is Gabi.
Yeah.
And I come from San Jose, Costa Rica, so across the ocean.
Wow.
From Central America. So, well, my background, I started my bachelor, I study industrial design.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, that's my background, and I'm now studying human-computer interaction.
Okay.
I actually just finished my master thesis, so...
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. So I'm just waiting for my grade, but yeah.
Okay. But is your bachelor's and your master's related? Because I can imagine human-computer interaction is something different than you did in your bachelor's, or...?
They are related, because in industrial design, you can go for designing products, as you can see, like, for example, from microwaves, chairs, cars.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know.
And then I took a little more of the visual graphic part. So I actually worked, like, for 5 years before even coming to Germany, designing websites, applications, and different part of, like, doing this kind of interactive media design. Yeah.
Okay.
So... there was also this part of studying or focusing on the interaction between the user and the screen. And then I came and to the knowledge of human-computer interaction. And that's like a really interested area that I was in. So it's like mixing like technology, the user, and how can we like provide a better interface or a better... I don't know how to say it. A better
handling or a better...
It is a combination of everything, because it could be like, for example, something digital or like actual a product. So it's everything that involves technology and involves also the the human in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the user. So we actually design user-centered. So we think about their users, their needs, what are their problems, what are their pain points, we also call it. And then we decide solutions for that problem.
This sounds really interesting, and I come from a totally different background. But so that means you have now been or studied, I don't know, 2 years? How long have you been now in Siegen?
I was, well, I started in 2019, so it's almost like 2 years and something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because, of course, like the pandemic, but I also spent 6 months doing my internship too. So I think that was also kind of like more experience to the field and actually to know how the German like companies work. So I think that is really valuable, at least in my master's.
Okay. And I mean, you know, this month and the last month has all been also on Instagram all about the welcome weeks and the new international exchange, but also degree seeking students coming here to Siegen.
Mm-hmm.
When you think back, when you were in the process of, okay, what am I doing after my bachelor's? What do I want to do? So you were sure of doing your master's, but when you were in the process of looking for universities, how or why did you decide to come to Siegen? What made it interesting to you?
Well, it started in 2012 because that was my first time in Germany.
Okay.
So I came into like an exchange, academic exchange with my university in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. They have like a program. So they send people from Germany to Costa Rica and Costa Rica to Germany.
Okay.
And then this was my first engagement with what interaction design and this new approach.
Yeah.
It was like my first idea or my first contact with technology and this part in Germany.
Yeah.
So I came back and finished my bachelor and started working. Uh-huh. But I finished my working contract. So I was like, this is it. I need to start looking for my master's. This is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I get a new job, it's going to be 2 or 3 years more in the job. Because, of course, you're starting a mm-hmm. new job. So it's like, no, I need to start looking for a master's. And
yeah.
I already knew about Germany, their education.
Okay.
And how, for example, the tuition is basically free.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you have one of the best education. So I started looking for programs mm-hmm. related to human-computer interaction, mm-hmm. user-centered, design and interface, UX.
Uh-huh.
And there were actually 3 different ones, programs in Germany that are in English because that was a limitation.
Yeah.
I do not speak German. Uh-huh. I understand now. But I'm not fluent in German. So doing a master's in German, that's another level. So I came up with like 3 different universities. But Siegen has like a more research approach program. They mix more research and also practical.
Yeah.
Our like program is mixed with theoretical. So you have to research papers. You have to research what other people are done and also practical. So you have to create projects, interact with people from all over the world and come up with ideas or solutions for different problems. And that's how like I got like, this is the place that I want to. So as soon as they got like my acceptance and started like the whole process, I'm here now.
Did you know anything about Siegen? Did you know anything about the area or like the city itself?
I didn't know anything. I mean, I just saw it was in the middle of like big cities. Cologne is really close
by.
And
Frankfurt probably,
exactly. But since I was in Germany before, I already expect like a little town.
Uh-huh.
But actually, Siegen is super big. Like for me, like comparing with the town that I was.
But I mean, coming from San Jose, I mean, San Jose is a
big city in comparison. But I also come from a little town.
Okay.
It's like 40 minutes outside San Jose.
Okay.
But still, I mean, I really like it because there's a mix of everything. It's a city. It's also nature. You can take walks.
Yes.
The only problem that I would say is the weather.
Yeah.
It's the weather. Because, I mean, it's nice, but then out of the sudden it's raining and then it's sunny and this is very hard.
Yeah.
And winter, of course, is really
winter,
hard for me because we don't have snow. So
snow is not in. Yeah. And it gets dark here in winter so early,
mm-hmm.
which is also hard for me. And I grew up here, but it's even nicer than in the summer. But winter, I totally get you.
Yeah, winter for me is the hardest part because, of course, I cannot wake up. I wake up with the sun usually.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, no, there's no sun now. But you get used to it. Like, you have to go to class. But now that people are start going to class, I mean, you wake up and try to go to class. And it's also motivating.
Yeah, exactly.
That part.
Yeah.
But usually it's really
so hard. You've been here now a while, but when you first, I mean, you said you were in Germany before in 2012, so you had a little insight of the German landscape, culture maybe, but it's something different to have an exchange here and then to actually live here, to spend like your whole studies in another country and in another town.
Mm-hmm.
So when you first came to Siegen, like what was your first thought? What did you think?
Oh my God, this is bigger than I expected.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Also, a lot of hills. There is a lot of hills.
Yeah,
because usually when I was first in Germany, everybody was like in bikes.
Uh-huh.
You don't see that many bikes. There are here, of course, but you don't see every single student like riding a bike to university.
Exactly.
You see people in the bus.
Yeah.
So that was like the first impression. Oh, it's hilly. Also, they have a lot of campuses around the city.
Exactly.
So for me, it was the Unterschloss mostly.
Yeah.
But sometimes I had to come to the AR campus.
Yeah.
But it was not that much. So
okay.
That was like lucky for me because the weather here is different than in the city center. But.
And so you have a lot of experience now living here, living in Germany. How were the first few weeks, the first few months? I mean, how did you settle in? What did it feel like? I mean,
of course, it's way different because I come from another different culture.
Yeah,
and I think that the biggest like cultural shock was that they do not accept cards everywhere, like credit cards or paying with card. So you have to have cash.
Yeah.
Like I come from a third world country, but we don't use cash. You pay everything with even like the tolls when you go through your car. It's also like you can pay with the card and a device.
Also at the bakery when you go to bakery.
Well, even like the small little stores, we call it pulperias, like the small little stores where people can buy bread and milk.
Yeah, exactly.
You can pay with card.
Oh, okay.
It is like you can even pay with card.
Okay.
So for me, it was like a shock. So I had to have cash all the time.
Yeah.
Like if you go to the bakery or if you go out with friends, everybody like a split. So it's better to pay with cash.
Yeah.
But then Corona came and I was really impressed because everybody started accepting cards.
Exactly.
And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Finally, Germany, you made it.
Okay.
But I think that was like one of the first shocks, and I also forgot that Sundays they close everything.
Exactly.
For us Sundays, I mean, you can have everything open, every store, everything, so families can like take advantage of that and like go and eat out and buy stuff that you couldn't do it over the week because you were working.
Do you think that's a good thing that stuff closes on Sundays?
I mean, it is, because it's like you can focus a little bit more on your family and like relaxing and spending time together.
Yeah.
And I guess sometimes you forget that because you're too busy and I have to get like all of my stuff for the weekend because in the week I don't have any time. So you have to organize yourself.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of organize your week, and if you can do it over the week, that's perfect. And then you can go out on the weekend and just enjoy and relax.
Yeah.
But then so like, for example, if you're working, Saturday is the only day that you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really like, it's going to be stressful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah, I also have different opinions on that. I mean, of course, yes, everything is closed on Sundays. But as you said, also the workers who work in that industry, in the, you know, in supermarkets and stuff, it's good for them, for all of us to have a day off, you know, everything is closed and you just... Okay, settle for one day in the week. But when I'm in another country, it's like the US or where shops are open on Sundays, I always like it. I have to admit. But I get the point why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that must be hard then coming back here, coming here and
you get
realizing
used to it. Like 2 years after,
you
already know, oh my god, it's Sunday tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have to go. The problem, I think, somehow is with like the German holidays, because I'm not very familiar. So if your German friends don't tell you that the stores are going to be closed, you're like, oh my god, I'm going to be 2 days without shopping.
Yeah. We always try on Instagram, we always try to say, okay, look, guys, it's Easter. Holidays are coming up, shops are gonna be closed and stuff like that. Also, this is a heads up now, guys, for all the listeners out there. On November 1st, it's Allerheiligen. That's a Monday and that's a Feiertag. So shops will be closed on Monday, November 1st. Just
good to know.
Good to know. Just so you all know that.
This was not sponsored by any supermarket.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. I think that was like never happened to me because I was lucky enough to live with Germans also. I had two German roommates before and they're like, oh, don't forget to buy because it's going to close. And that was like a lifesaver because during the weekend and then you don't have anything to eat. And That could happen.
Okay, but did you have help settling in? I mean, did you find friends easily? How?
Well, my roommates, like at that time when I first came, there were two German girls, so they really helped me, like opening a bank account, because that was another thing.
Yeah.
Because as an international student, I think one of the major requirements is to have a block account. So your money is going to be, I don't know, closed in the bank, and they will give you monthly an amount so you can spend.
Yeah.
And I had to do all this process. I needed an account here, transferring my money. I know that there are many people that they already require for the visa to have that already blocked. But for me, they didn't. So I had to transfer my money and then block it here and do all the steps here. But it was a little different because our banks, you just go there and like make a line, and they will like actually, okay, what do you need? We can help you. Of course, you might need some papers. But here you have to make an appointment and then hopefully, well, I think in my bank, they speak English with me. Yeah, so it was a good advantage because, I mean, always the language is like a barrier here.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it was a simple process.
Yeah,
you got to make an appointment. And then depending on your bank, I guess the situation can vary. But for me, it was fine. It was smooth.
Oh, okay.
And they actually like give you support. Like I wrote the girl, like I changed my address. Can you help me with this? And
cool.
It was smooth.
Yeah.
I just got an appointment. Went there. It takes some time, and your card is even delivered in your post, and then you pick it up.
Exactly.
And everything. So I think that process was okay.
Yeah. Well, we said what was hard for you. For example, that shops were closed on Sundays. Was something easier than you expected? How about food? Because food is always a topic for me.
Food is a topic also for me. I mean, I'm pretty open. I will eat everything. I have some like food restrictions on my own. But here in Germany, basically, you can find vegetarian everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's also good.
Yeah.
But just like going shopping is a whole new experience. Because in our supermarket, people bag your groceries.
Oh.
So you have a person that bags everything.
Yeah.
Or even you can buy it yourself, but there is no rush. So you can do it on your time.
So you've been to Aldi?
Of course. Of course. I've been to everything. Aldi, Little, Netto, everything. So that was interesting.
Tell
also
us.
The first time I came to Germany, also the bags. You have to carry always a bag, extra bag everywhere. And I think that's also cool because they're less plastic, less garbage and everything. But yeah, I developed a strategy for shopping.
Like how?
Like how?
Like
okay,
what?
First, like when you pay, also you have to think how you're going to pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole, so heavies in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have milk and like cans, everything first, and then in between a vegetable or two. So they have a time to wait it, and then you have time to pick up the rest of the stuff. So you kind of do it like in a strategic way, how you will pack, or at least that's my strategy, how we will pack, and then a break in between that it will be provided by the vegetable or a fruit, and then the rest of the item until like eggs and whatever is breakable.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. And I think, so you say you need to plan in advance how you pack everything, like your groceries on the, what's the thing called? Anyway, guys, where you pack your groceries on and it drives it to the cashier.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then you need to start think about how I'm going to pack it into my bags.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this mindset represents a little bit the German culture.
Totally.
Because I find also in myself, also in other Germans, this strict planning, this organizing of structures, we love structures, we love plans, you know, and I think you even find that while grocery shopping.
Yeah
Isn't it?
It is beautiful to see this. I love it. Like for me,
really?
I am really organized and structured.
Okay, yeah.
So I came to the perfect place.
Okay.
And I come from a place of chaos, so you know, you have been there a little bit.
For all of those who don't know or who didn't know, I was stuck in Costa Rica for 2 weeks during COVID, but I just saw the hostel, the supermarket, and the German embassy. So I saw basically nothing of Costa Rica, unfortunately. But yeah, I was there.
Yeah. So it's a bit of chaotic. So the driving part also is chaos. The city is chaos. Usually the bus, they don't come on time. But we can talk about that later in Germany. But yeah, like usually bus don't come on time. People are usually required to do a lot of paperwork, but they don't know what you need. So you have to come to this window and ask one person and then ask the other. And yeah, it's a little bit chaotic, but we live and we love that. And we love like, oh, it's relaxed. We can do it tomorrow.
I love that mindset. Yeah. You know, I love that other cultures, and also especially before Costa Rica, I was in Mexico. Those Latin American cultures are just so flexible, or like, you know, like they're not so, I don't even know how I should call that. but it made me realize, okay, sometimes I just think too much with my head. I just need to let go somehow.
I think we're more of a feeling.
Yeah.
More feelings, less. And that's also bad, because sometimes our feelings and our heart betray us a little bit.
Well, I think the mixture of both is good. And when you are aware that you're like a really, like that sometimes I'm aware of myself thinking, okay, now this is a little bit German. don't be too German, Alicia, you know? Like it's just, okay. Just check it off.
That's what you learn also for being in contact with other cultures. Yeah,
exactly.
That's something what I also learned, like from my classmates. We are like a very international, like a master's in.
Yeah.
And you can see what other people have to deal with. Like I know my third world country, like problems.
Yeah.
That of course security is an issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like areas depending on every country in Latin America is like different. Yeah. But there are areas that you should not be alone, also being a woman alone.
Yeah,
but here I might say I feel super safe.
Okay.
Like I feel safe if I have to get out of my friend's apartment and walk to my house. I feel safe.
Okay.
I feel safe. So I think that is something that Germany provides us, like safety.
Safety, yeah, definitely.
Of course, also health insurance. I had to do like going to the doctor and do some tests. And it was, it took time. But in my country, it will take more time. So for me, I mean, okay, of course, it takes a little time to get an appointment. And if you need to book like some extra test or it will take a little bit of time. But actually, I was super happy because the people tried to talk to me in English. They were super nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least we tried to communicate a little bit because, of course, the medical terms are different. Yeah. And sometimes you're not used to that.
Yeah.
But so far I was really happy.
Thank you for your insights. It's for me it's always interesting to see how people coming to Germany experiencing the culture, because I can just tell from my point of view how I experience different culture, not my own, because I just live in my culture. You know, you have been here now 2 years, and what would you say have you gained from or learned from living here, for you, for your personality, but also maybe some skills or whatever that would really interest me?
Well, skills have to be the supermarket shopping skills, of course. But of course, you learn to adapt a little bit because you come from another culture, and then it is a shock, everything new.
Yeah.
But you get used to it. I mean, it becomes your home. Like for me, it's like another home. Oh. Of course, I love to go back to my country, but then sometimes you miss it.
Yeah.
I miss the organization.
Yeah.
I miss that, for example, the public transportation here, I mean, is very good comparing into my country.
Okay.
Because the technology also, like, how green Germany is.
Okay.
Yeah, even I come from a country that is really green regarding like flora and fauna and animals, but we don't have this, well, now it's a little bit more engaging, but we don't have this culture of recycling.
Big topic in Germany, big topic.
And I learned how to do this. And then you also like try not to produce more like if you are gonna shopping for tomatoes, then you don't take a bag, you just put it in a box, or trying to buy a little bit less packaging, and you kind of grow into this. I also find like the whole system with the bottles really interesting,
the fund.
I think it's very clever to improve and also to help people, like, okay, go recycle, you could get money, like incentivate.
Do you want to tell our listeners what fund means?
Yeah.
From your perspective?
Well, for me, it's like they will charge you a little bit extra for every bottle that you take.
Yeah.
And then in the end, you will get the money back. But since you already pay it, you forgot you pay it. And then at the end of the month, you will have 2 or 3 euros, depending on how many bottles you have back in.
So you bring the bottle back to the supermarket and then you get money for it.
Money for
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Even if you pick up the ones on the street, because you see a lot of people picking up the bottles.
Yeah.
And then they can use the money to buy food or whatever they need from the supermarket.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Fund is something so normal for me.
Yeah.
I grew up with it. And also with the recycling, we have, you know, those, I don't know, 4 or 5 different bins where you put trash in. One is just for paper. The other one is just for plastic. Then we have food trash. Then we have, see? And for me, it's so normal. But I know that for a lot of people not coming from Germany, this is a whole new concept. Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting to hear.
And you have to learn, like, for example, what goes in which.
Yeah,
because you cannot put plastic where, like, the bio is, like something
not
like
in that. Has, no. Oh, sorry, that was me going into German.
Yeah, that was like a big no-no.
Yeah.
And then there's some different kind of plastic that also, I mean, you have to kind of research a little bit in there. And if you have German roommates, you can even ask them which goes where. And it also depends on the city, because I moved to Frankfurt for 6 months and I asked, like, how is the recycling? Oh, there's no recycling here. I'm like, what? Excuse me?
Yeah,
I guess because there's also a lot of international people there. Yeah. It's impossible to sort everything. Yeah. But at least they recycle paper, and I recycle the bottles for the fans. So that was good.
interesting. Okay, so these are your skills, but have you learned anything or gained anything else?
Well, when you interact with people from everywhere, you can also learn from them how they look at the world, because, of course, you look at through your eyes and what you've lived and what you've seen. But you know that other people from other culture has different problems.
Yeah.
So that was also really interesting in our master. Sometimes we had different examples. Okay, we're designing for all people.
Ah.
And then, okay, what are the challenges that all people have here? And what are the challenges that I also see in my culture that all people have?
Yeah.
Somehow we all are humans and I mean, we have that in common, but they're different challenges that they have. So
interesting.
Even like some problem with security, like for Germans, maybe that's not an issue because they can walk on the street and they don't feel.
Yeah.
But if you come from another culture where you cannot walk alone by yourself, then you have another problem.
An issue.
So you have another perspective of how everybody has the same problem. But it's a different problem.
And you know what? Since you said that, I think that's so cool. And I think why international teams, like now when we put this into a work situation, are so important. Because everybody brings another perspective into the product or whatever you want to create. And then it gets such a good version, you know? And I see that all the time, that international teams and international thinking processes are so valuable and so good. I can just encourage every employee employer that maybe are now listening, get international students, hire international students. Mm-hmm. They're so valuable, really. Yeah.
We were even talking, like, one of my Costa Rican friends. I finally met one Costa Rican friend here because I was, like, the first Latino in my program. I was like, nope, Spanish for almost 1 year. But then we were discussing this.
Yeah.
How, for example, internet, something this simple. Like, here you complain about the velocity, you complain about, but you get it everywhere. We have, in our country, we have native people. They have to walk one day to get to school.
What?
They have to walk to get to school.
Okay.
Because they live very far away. Yeah. Maybe they didn't have like electricity. And now with Corona, that we have the need of using a computer and internet, can you imagine a little kid in the middle of nowhere?
No.
How he get to class?
Yeah.
How he get like this technology available for them.
Yeah.
How are we as a country,
yeah,
as a designer, as a person who's working with technology, how can we provide this solution for little kids?
Yeah.
Or an example, you only have one computer in your family, but your mother has to work, your father has to work, yeah, I have to go to school.
Yeah.
So how are we gonna do, yeah, this? And also, we don't have the means, we don't have the money to buy more computers.
Yeah.
Or we don't have the money. It depends. Like, maybe they have a phone. So also, how can we provide the software to work with a phone, exactly, since you don't have a computer?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. So I think this is part of like the crisis, how we can generate different, mm-hmm, solutions, yeah, from there.
Yeah.
So every country has different circumstances, problems. And of course, because you are already immersed in your culture, you can see from other perspectives.
Exactly, exactly.
So I think that that's the richest part of like the international working, yeah, is because everybody has a different point of view or sees something that you don't see.
Exactly.
So it's like taking the glasses off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it enriches, exactly, a team. It's really, yeah.
Yeah, and of course the solution, some people are going to look for another angle that you're not,
exactly,
seeing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's the best part of working, I think, I also with your classmates,
yeah,
and the important also to mix with your culture, because I know usually international students, this stick together because we are new here. We, yeah, don't know anybody. I mean, we have to stick together because we are the, yeah, ones that come to a different country.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are a lot of Germans that prefer to work in their own or with themselves.
Yeah.
But I'm just encourage like the Germans also to come to talk to us.
Yeah, be more open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remind yourselves, because I know that somebody, like, they don't like to speak in English, but we don't also speak English.
Exactly.
It's our second language.
Exactly.
I mean, at least I'm not native.
Yeah.
So my first language is Spanish.
Yeah.
And I also made a lot of mistakes, and it's fine. We can communicate,
exactly,
with each other. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. That's the lingua franca we are using right now. It's not my first language, it's not your first language, but we can try.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
Yeah.
And we understand each other,
yeah,
and if not,
yeah,
then try to explain,
yeah,
because sometimes this part of communication is also really hard,
yeah,
because
exactly.
I know that maybe my jokes are not funny to you because you don't get it, but that's the,
yeah,
thing.
But that's, yeah, I mean, but that's, yeah, you need to live with that. And I mean, I live with that even in my mother tongue. Some people don't get me when I speak German, you know. But your point that you were saying brings me to, yeah, one of our last questions here now, but which I think is a really important one, because maybe we have listeners now who are listening to this podcast and maybe think, sounds good, and I'm thinking about going abroad now, but maybe we also have listeners who are here now, for example, the new exchange students or the new international degree students. What advice would you give them? For the ones who are still thinking about coming and for the ones who are just got here.
Okay. Well, for the first one, don't be afraid. Just do it. If you have
just
the means,
okay,
if you have the means, and I know that people are making sacrifices to come here because,
yeah,
they do, but it's an amazing opportunity.
Okay.
It's something that you will regret if you don't come.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have these amazing people that are supporting you. You have professors. You have, I mean, people here are willing to help you.
Yeah.
If you seek for the right people, you,
yeah,
will find it.
Yeah. Hi, we are.
Yeah, true. I mean,
yeah,
sometimes you're like, I don't know what. But there's people in your way. You just have to look,
yeah,
for it.
Yeah.
And
okay,
of course, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to be difficult because you are on your own.
Yeah.
But you will meet people on the way. You,
yeah,
will meet and you will make friends. And then when you go back to your country, if you want to go back,
yeah,
because Germany also offers like different opportunities also for international students, depending on your field.
Yeah.
But when you go back, you will see everything different.
Okay.
You will see your country from another eye, and you will also value your country.
Okay.
Because it's your land and you will always love your land.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can also see how you can improve it.
Uh-huh.
Since you've been here,
mm-hmm,
you can take whatever you learn here and take,
yeah,
it home for other people.
Yeah.
I think that knowledge sharing is the best part.
Mm-hmm. And for the ones who just got here, what would you say? What could make life easier, or what could help them settle in quicker or something?
Yeah, don't get frustrated.
Okay.
It is hard for everybody who,
yeah,
comes here. And I feel you because I also don't speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage them to also try to learn a little bit of the language or try to get the courses at least here so you can listen and try to understand a little bit and communicate because, of course, it's a vital part of being here. Be patient because it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, it took a little bit of time for me also. And you're going to miss your family. You're going to miss your food. But there's always a way that you can cook whatever you're missing. And, I mean, just try to find the right people because... Mm-hmm. I know that now everything is open again and you're,
it's easier
to make friends and stuff like that. But during the quarantine, it was hard.
Yeah.
But yes, like get out there and meet new people and make friends and experience also what is there in Germany. Because I know that it has to be a balance between school and life.
And,
but do that, like. Do take time to also get around and you're in the middle of Europe, you can go everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. That...
Hopefully everything will be a little bit more normal, but just stay safe. That's the best part.
And support each other.
Yeah.
If you see another student in need or something, support each other.
Yeah, exactly. Think about when, I think about the first time that I arrived here that I got help.
Yeah.
So now that I also met some people that are new. For example, I even met some new Latinas here. So it's like, oh, how can I do this? And I'm like, I don't remember very well because, of course, it's been a while. Maybe this and this, try this.
Yeah.
So also look for people who are one or two semesters above you that they can help you if you don't know about the courses.
Yeah.
Ask around. Ask around and people will help.
Cool. That's a really good advice at all. I can also just... Say what you said. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know or you would like to tell our listeners?
Enjoy your time in Germany. Enjoy it and take the most out of it. Learn a lot because you're here also to learn and take that into your country also and see how you can make a better world out of this.
Yeah, what should I say to that? Exactly. Gabi, it has been a pleasure for me. Thank you for your insights. That was really nice. I really appreciate everything you said. This has been the 8th episode for today. And thank you, Gabi, for being here.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. I'm really glad that you invite me. I'm really happy to share. Maybe it will help somebody.
Yeah,
maybe. And,
and we will see. Maybe you're... one day again about another topic.
Sure.
Why not? I mean,
We have transportation.
Maybe a culture one. If people are interested in that, you can write us in the comments if you would like. Maybe about another topic, about exchanging culture stories about Costa Rica and Germany. I don't know.
Yeah. Or your funny stories.
Your funny stories, maybe even.
Yeah. What happened to you in Germany? They can settle like their stories so we can read it. And
exactly.
What funny stories have you experienced?
Yeah, exactly.
There's always one. There's always one.
Always. Yeah.
There's always one. I also, how I got lost.
You got lost?
No, like transportation is also... really tricky, like the first time, like you have to figure out which direction are you going because I got lost, but I also don't have like a sense of direction.
I didn't get lost in Costa Rica because, you know, what I really appreciate is that you have Uber there.
Mm-hmm.
You have Uber there and you don't have that here in Germany because of the taxi law, cab law, whatever.
Oh, that
it
was
is
an issue. That was a whole issue with our like taxis, regular ones, and Uber. It was a problem.
See?
Yeah.
You see, guys, we have a lot else to talk about. Maybe we will do that. But for now, this episode is over. Thank you, Gabi, again. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.